Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
And here we are again, sweet friends. Wednesday, you and me hanging out together here on Empower Radio. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's show. I'm taking on a really big conversation today. It is a topic that it creates a lot of resistance. There are many different concepts. There's many different idealisms around the topic. And of course, that being of forgiveness today. It's a big one, and it definitely is probably the one thing that has made the most significant difference within my own life. And so that's why I'm bringing it to the table in, you know, for so many reasons that, and as I said, for so many reasons in terms of where you are, how you're evolving, where you're going on your unique path and purpose, what it is that perhaps might be keeping you stuck, or that one thing that you keep tripping over within your life, that very thing, the very thing that could unleash and create the most liberation and the most freedom for you than what you've ever experienced. And again, I'm speaking today from personal experience, I trudged through this. I've been through the deepest and darkest places within this subject. And again, come into sharing a little bit of wisdom of some of the things that I've uncovered and discovered within the process. Right now, within where we're sitting, here we are breathing new energy, positive energy. There's so much uplifting energy right now within the cosmos that is helping us to really redefine ourselves, and not redefine ourselves according to ego, but redefine ourselves in greater awareness to who we are as that spirit having the human experience. But it is within the human experience that we evolve. It is through the human experience that we find the wisdom. It is through the human experience that we learn to overcome, to heal our wounds, to discover greater self-worth that help us in taking responsibility within our lives. And of course, shifting through a lot of the old patterns of what have brought us to this point and to today. Now, again, I talk about forgiveness not as an act of something that we need to do for other people. Forgiveness, as you've heard it said many times before, is something that we do for ourselves. It's for our peace of mind. It's for our vitality. It's for our health. It's for our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual wellness. And as I said as well, is probably the hardest thing to even the hardest thing to talk about, the hardest thing to enact upon, and is the most necessary step in terms of our own spiritual evolution. So we are, as I said, moving into this time of October that has us upshifting. This is having us in this place where we're starting to have greater consciousness. We're expanding awarenesses. Our soul is really starting to take lead within our lives. And this is such a good thing. It also within it creates a lot of uncomfortable waves for our ego. So, that is the one thing, our little human ego that, it, you know, can be so stuck within the patterns, so stuck within the past, our pains of our childhood, everything that keeps us in what ego defines as safe and what is known. When we're moving into higher consciousness, we're evolving in greater realization of who we are as the most authentic expression of ourself, that most authentic expression of the God self made visible, or the God self brought into the world, that we look at this being a time where we are having more courage to be who we are, but also having more courage to take a look at the very things that have kept us attached to the world needing to be one way or another in order for us to be happy. When we look at forgiveness, this is about this act, this spiritual act that says, I need to forgive somebody else for the horrible things that they've done to me. Forgiveness, when we are in a state of victim, when we are in this place where someone has hurt us, those feelings are painful. The thoughts that we have, the energy that it holds are very disempowering. But we continue from the ego place in the state of victim to allow these thoughts to occupy space in our head. And it is, you know, it's what keeps us stuck. Those thoughts keep us stuck in the story. And that need to justify, to defend, to stick up for, and to blame, you know, within what we can say, blame in, is really creation of excuses as to why we have not been able to move forward in the direction of a life that we're looking to create or something we desire. When we look at forgiveness, you know, our resentments and our reasons why are justified. I'm going to tell you, I know it. I understand it. In healing the my wounds, now I have many wounds. Of course, those that are know me well know the full story, the gamut of things that I have lived through and what I've risen above. But when, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is taking you through a storyline of the greatest of human suffering from all kinds of abuses and traumas and worst case scenarios of what be as a result of things that were stimulated or played out within my childhood that took me into adolescence, that put me in great states of depression, to suicidal tendencies, to abuse of others emotionally, physically, sexually, to even abuse of my own self. So there's so much in terms of that storyline, more than what I can get into within the confines of an hour on the show. But just to bring to the table the fact that there have been all kinds of things that could have kept me in a state of deep despair that could have gone a completely different direction. I could have gone a completely different direction in my life and been completely ego justified in doing so. When we look at this need to forgive other people, that was the one thing within my life that felt so impossible, because to me, those people who had hurt me, wounded me, abused me, those people that I was being asked to forgive from my ego mind and all of the justified reasons that, you know, behind it, they did not deserve to be forgiven. They didn't deserve it. What they had done was terrible. And that my inability to do this forgiveness thing, this unwillingness of it, was in some way in the idea from the ego in creating suffering for them. That in forgiving them, I would be offering a gift and they would get off easy and it would somehow lighten their load. That actually, you know, is not the case, which I'm going to get into in a little while here. But it was where my ego was sitting, that where I was in this need, this having to forgive other people was the biggest challenge of this this path of spiritualism that I've been on for the last decade. When we get into a place within our life where we are staying stuck in the story and stuck in the past, we remain within a victim state within our minds, and it creates great dis-ease and disruption within our bodies and our emotional states as well. We cannot move forward in any way, shape, or form to receive more within our life when we have a wall or an unwillingness to let go of those very things that keep us justified and keep us in the story of our past. When we you know, I think that, you know, when I look back on my own life, there was, I think that this was probably the biggest and greatest hurdle for me. I had forever and ever, which seems like, the repetition of guidance was always around forgiveness. But the emotional pain that I was holding was at the core of my being. And the idea of forgiveness was a feeling of vulnerability that felt like it was weakening me. That the pain that I had accumulated from childhood, from intimate relationships, was, you know, that in some way consuming me, that it's the point that I was wanting other people to suffer in the way that I was suffering, and that to forgive was to then not have them, you know, it's like to forgive them was not going to do any good. It didn't justify my cause. It didn't defend what had happened. I wasn't standing up for, and that in some way I was giving in to this horror. I was giving in to them, that I was in a state of, in the idea or the concept of forgiveness, that I was handing over my power, and that they had already disempowered me, and I was not willing to give that power away anymore. And so therefore, forgiveness, even though it was the one thing that I was being guided to do, was the one thing that I resisted and the one thing that I fought against. And it's the one thing that I refused to do for a very, very long time, because I needed to protect myself. I needed to stand up for myself. I needed the world to know that this was not okay. And I needed those people, those that I could point at, to look at, those who had harmed me, those who had hurt me, to suffer as much as I was suffering. And it worked for a while. And it worked for, you know, for what it worked. And it really didn't work at all. It really, all it did was kept me in a state of suffering. It kept me in rehashing, reliving, replaying every ordeal, every event, every horrible, horrific thing that had happened to me. That deep hurt consumed me. It was the hurt that I couldn't let go of. It was because it mattered. On some level, I knew that I mattered. And so to me, forgiveness was saying none of what happened mattered. And I wasn't going to stand for that. You see, forgiveness is not about letting other people off the hook. It wasn't about saying that what they had done to me or what had happened was okay. Forgiving them was not giving them permission to continue to hurt me, to continue to disempower me, even though I thought it was. Forgiveness had nothing to do with them. Forgiveness was about me being able to release the emotional pain, to release the energy and the connection to those people, those places, and those times in my life. But it wasn't about forgiving them. In fact, forgiveness, as you've heard say, has nothing to do with anyone else. So when we are being asked to forgive, it's not to forgive the person over there for what they've done. It's not about forgiving someone so that they can do it again. And as I said, giving permission and in some way saying that what had happened didn't matter. It has nothing to do with letting someone else off the hook. It has nothing to do about granting freedom to someone else for what they, you know, in what they have done. It's not about them. What I began to understand based on the guidance, the direction, the things that were being brought into my awareness
was that it was all about me. It was so that I could be free, that I could be happy, that I could have relief, that I could release the emotional pain, release the trauma, release the story, so that I could move forward in my life to receive something greater and to receive something more. My heart was so closed off from the pain of my past, was so closed off that I was not able to fully love and appreciate my life or the people in it. And I certainly was not in a place to love and appreciate myself. Resentments are what free ourselves from what feels like the prison, the past pain, the hurts, and to realize that forgiveness is the key to freedom. And it is in the key of freedom where we are, you know, basically healing our own wounds. It's not about anyone else. So forgiveness is important. We hear it within a lot of the spiritual community, within the, you know, I grew up within religious organization. Forgiveness has always been something that has been asked of us. And we live in a world where we are constantly stressed by those experiences of the past, by everyone who has hurt us, who has offended us. And we can very easily get lost in bitterness, get lost in resentment, get lost in suffering and grudges, which only creates more stress, more dis-ease within our own self. It actually creates more harm within our own mind, body, and spirit. Many people think and believe that forgiveness is hard and that letting go is difficult and that we need to forgive, as I said, other people, but that's not the case at all. We look at this act of forgiveness as a gift that we're giving to ourselves, and it's for ourselves, meaning that we look first to forgive ourself. When we can fully forgive ourself, the need to forgive anyone dissolves. Now, forgiveness is that thing that's recommended for our health, for our healing. Our ego keeps us in this place of saying it is so hard and so difficult because our thoughts are consumed by anger, by revenge. We have pride. We have a lot of pride, and you know, we feel superior in some way. The ego feels superior in not allowing for forgiveness, justified. As I said, we feel that people will continue to take advantage of us if we forgive them. We can feel like we're letting ourselves down. And forgiveness can be really difficult, especially when we see the people who have hurt us have no remorse or no regret for the ways that they've hurt us. So we look to forgiveness of self, to let go of our grievances with ourself, our bitterness, our resentment of our own self. We look at offering forgiveness for the incident, for the event, not the other person. It is an inner healing, the restoration of mind, body, and soul, that we come into a place of peace within our own lives. Practicing forgiveness is about practicing self-forgiveness, helping to cure our old wounds, our anger, bitterness, resentment, those things that weigh very heavy on us, by looking to the one who endured, which means looking to ourselves. We endured something. We've endured some hardship. We endured abuse. We might have endured some unkindness. We've endured. And so we look to the one who has endured with compassion and letting him or her off the hook. We look to forgive ourselves for things that we said and things that we didn't say. We might have reacted in some way and been unkind to someone, and they might be hurt and wounded. And no matter how much we ask them to forgive us, it's impossible for them because they're justified in their own thoughts of anger and revenge, that need to feel superior within their ego. And but we look to forgive ourselves. I forgive myself for saying those unkind words. And we can only forgive ourselves the moment that we can find understanding as to why we reacted the way that we reacted. I forgive myself for the unkind words that I said. I know that my reaction was only because I was feeling really bad about myself, that I've been so hurt and wounded that I'm not able to give love to other people fully, that I, in some way, am protecting myself. And so I lashed out at them to defend because of what has happened in my past, because I don't feel loved, because I don't feel like I matter, because. And we find understanding. And we offer that understanding. I understand why I reacted this way. I understand. And I forgive myself. You see, we can't just say, I forgive myself. I mean, forgiveness is energy. We can stop and receive that forgiveness energy. But it's the ego part of us that keeps the things brewing and keeps it stirring within us. And so we can identify why it is that we did the very thing that we did to someone else. Once we can find understanding, we can let ourselves, we can ease up the pressure. And in easing up the pressure, we open to receive that energy of forgiveness. We can't just say, I forgive myself for that, because honestly, we don't. But the moment we find understanding as to why we said the things we did, the bigger, the deeper, the core issue, it becomes easier and easier for us to let it go, to let, you know, the measurement, the pressure, the bar that we've set for ourselves, we can put it down. Now, the same thing works when we look to other people, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit more detail. But when we understand that first we look at setting ourselves free, we let ourselves off the hook. Forgiveness is about us. It's about us being able to identify the very reasons why we reacted to a situation the way that we did. I understand that my reaction is to be unkind to people, because when I look back, I haven't had a whole lot of people who've been kind to me. There's understanding. And with understanding, we can let go of some of the negative emotion, to let go, to consciously choose or make that decision in that moment to become more responsible, to look at the situation, the reason why we reacted the way we did, why we were triggered, why we struck out, why we sharpened our claws and you know, hurt someone. In that moment of understanding, we allow for awareness of new choices, of a different decision, of something we could do to encourage a positive response, a better way of handling things. We can't just say, I forgive myself. We need to look at why. We need to find some understanding. And then in understanding, we grow into awareness, and with awareness comes wisdom. And when the wisdom is there, we forgive ourselves. But we need to take a look at the why of it all first. Forgiveness is not something we can do quickly. I mean, this isn't about, oh, I'm just going to get over it and I'm going to forgive. You know what? I think that's a big, big misconception. We actually need to take time with the wounded part of us. We need to feel into it to heal it. Deep hurt can consume us. It's a stressful experience. And when we look at that experience, if there's a part of us that feels, you know, the grief around it, the sadness around it, the hurt around it, we need to address what's sitting there, to be with that. And when we can be with it, when we can receive it, when we can understand it, when we can find the wisdom of it, it empowers us. And it allows for greater things to flow within our lives. I'm going to talk more about all of this good stuff after the commercial break.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Maria Menounos coming to you with some urgent news impacting families across America. Studies reveal that 1 in 5 children in America are struggling with hunger. That's nearly 16 million children who may not know where they're getting their next meal or if it's even coming at all. These kids need help, and they need it now. But the good news is there's more than enough healthy food in this country to ensure that no one ever goes hungry again. And that's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks steps into the picture. They're out there every day collecting surplus food and helping to get it to children and families facing hunger. But they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Lighten up.
Don't take it so seriously.
Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So we're talking about a really big topic here today. And one of the topics that, as I said, it's always one of those that is so big, it's hard to get all of the concepts and all of the juicy things into an hour on the show. But I'm trying my best. I'm talking about the importance of forgiveness, but not forgiveness as an act that we do in a need to forgive other people, but going within, taking a different approach and recognizing that forgiveness has nothing to do with anyone else. Forgiveness does not mean we forget. Forgiveness is about, as I shared before the commercial break, finding some understanding, finding the wisdom in it, an opportunity for new choices for us in moving forward. It's a way that we can find acceptance with the reality of what has happened and let go. We let go of the energetic connection to it. In this act of the conscious choice that we can make to say, I now understand why I reacted the way I did. I now understand why I said the things I did. I now understand why I hurt someone the way that I did. We forgive ourselves. As I said, we forgive ourselves for the things that we did, the things that we said. We also need to forgive ourselves for the things that we didn't say. That's the duality of it, is the fact that we need to take a look at those times where we did not speak up, stand up, defend ourselves, share our opinion, and articulate our boundary. We need to take a look at that part of us too. The one that maybe was naive, the one that was scared, forgiving ourselves for being too scared, for not saying anything, for not telling someone. That was one of the biggest things I had to do, was to forgive myself for not saying anything, for not speaking to authorities, for not telling a friend, for not allowing myself to voice the things that had happened. I had to forgive myself not only for the way I acted and the way that I hurt other people and the things that I said, I need to take a look at all of those times where I could have said something and didn't. I forgave myself. I could understand why it was difficult for me to tell someone, because there had been times in my life where I did speak up, I did say something, and had only been hurt further as a result. And so it did not feel safe for me to speak up. So I could understand how someone who had had experiences like I had, that had spoke up, that had shared, that had given voice to something in the past, would find it difficult or unsafe to do that at a later date within her life. I could understand that. And that the new choice that was being shown, the new revelation that was coming, was the realization that I needed to speak up. That speaking up was the way to get help. That speaking up to give voice to something was an act of actually taking back my power. That not speaking up kept me disempowered. My resentment, my grudges, my hostility, my anger, my pain was disempowering. And that by forgiving myself for not speaking up, when it would have been the way for me to regain my power. So we look at the self first. We look at all of the ways, and there's duality in everything. As I just shared, as the examples for not speaking, for speaking up and saying something I wish I didn't, and all those times that I wish I would have said something. So we need to go within. We need to be with what's there. We need to take a look at our role in every situation. It's not saying that I'm responsible for the bad thing that happened. It's about saying, what was my role here? What was it that I can take a look at in terms of self, my role of self in the act of forgiveness. We acknowledge the pain. We deal with it. We speak to it. We find wisdom in it. And the wisdom comes from that understanding as to why I might have reacted the way I did. And once that's there, forgiveness just happens. It's there. It's an energy. It's the realization, the depth of understanding that comes from the internal excavation, from going within, from being with what's inside, sitting there, feeling it, identifying it, and giving voice to it. Now, forgiveness is also about forgiveness of the event or the situation. Once we have understanding, once we have the concept of new choices that can be made or new choices that we can have in moving forward within our life and coming back into a state of being more empowered, we can then look at the event, the situation, and forgive it. We can just set the intention. We can send energy. We can bless upon that situation and time in our lives. We can pray over it to allow for the dissolving and the resolving of whatever sitting there that's kept us energetically tied to that time in our life. Forgiveness is not about the other person. I could never forgive the people, certain people that had hurt me the most. There was no way that I could say that what happened didn't matter, or that it was okay. But in the messages and the guidance of forgiveness, I needed to apply the same concept that I had applied to myself. And that was the concept of finding understanding. When I could look at the person who had harmed me and say, I could understand how someone who was drunk, high on drugs, was abused within his own life, who did not feel loved, and who lived in a world that was unkind, could be unkind to other people, or could be unkind to me, that I could understand that, how someone who had been raised like that, who believed like that, who lived like that, could hurt someone else. I could understand that. I could understand how someone who had been hurt or abused within their own life could turn around and hurt and abuse someone else. I could understand that. I could understand how that would happen. And once I went through those realizations and found understanding as to why someone could act the way that they acted, I felt peace around them. I felt not that peace was given to them, but it was peace within me. Peace within my idea of them. Peace around my judgment of them. Because up until that point, I had been looking at them, blaming them, condemning them, damning them. And the whole time it was only hurting me. They didn't even remember hurting me. They were too strung out. They're too caught up in the demons of their own life to even realize what they had done. So it was only hurting me to hold on to this poison. But when I sat down and I looked not at the person, but I could look to find understanding as to why someone did the horrible things that they did, I felt peace. I could also understand that, how from a higher spiritual perspective, that one particular person or the other was playing a specific role in my life, that there was a soul contract that was at play, that there was something that we had agreed upon before we even incarnated. But I couldn't go there until I could understand the humanness, the human who was unkind, and the reasons why they did what they did. It didn't justify it. But understanding is what began to bring me peace. And that's all that mattered. It's all that matters. You see, love is the source of all of life. It's really what holds everything together for us. To love is to live. And when we are living in a presence of unconditional love for ourself, understanding for ourself, forgiveness of ourself, the need to forgive, to take action as a gift or a blessing upon someone else's life ceases. We don't have to. It's all about self. It's a return to self, a return to love, a return to self. And acts of forgiveness in this way, through spiritual understanding, allows us to have a return to our life. We liberate ourselves from the resentments. We allow for liberation. We allow for freedom. Freedom from the pain and suffering. Freedom from what has been holding us back. When we approach this concept, an idea, in this way, not as an act of something we do for someone else, but as an act to give for ourselves. In fact, the word forgiveness is completely, completely backwards. Forgive. It actually is to say give for. We give this for our peace. We give it for our health. We give it for our happiness. Letting go of that energy, and letting go is the way that of the resentment, of the anger, the bitterness, is the way that we take our power back. Because we no longer perceive ourselves as a victim, but a realization that we are a powerful creator. And that the events of the past are that of the past and belong in the past. What we did, what we didn't do back then, a memory. And it is not more powerful than the you that you are, than the me that I am. When we let go of that, we no longer give power. Forgiveness is about no longer giving our power away, power of anything or anyone, not even our painful memories. When we can do this, and again, oh, trust me, it takes time. This isn't something we can do overnight. This isn't something where we can sit down and say, okay, my act of forgiveness, I've been guided to forgive. And so I'm going to sit down today and journal and get all my forgiveness out of the way. That's not it at all. Forgiveness is an ongoing thing. And when we are touching the wounds in those very vulnerable places, we need to go gently. We need to go compassionately. And sometimes we need to go with the help of someone to take us to those dark places. And that's been a big primary part of the work that I do with people, of through my coaching programs, through my personal retreats, are helping people to touch the wound gently, compassionately, to give for, to find understanding and let themselves off the hook. To let themselves off the hook. I had to let myself off the hook. The past, the wounds, the things that have scarred us, the things that are muddying up our present moment have no place here. The villains, the bad guys, you know, whatever it is. All of it might have been necessary in one way, shape, or form for some of the bigger aspects of our spiritual journey. But we need to move on and give ourselves permission to move on. And how do we give ourselves permission to move on? Well, as you've just been listening to me talk, we find some understanding. We let ourselves off the hook. We find the wisdom. We bless the event. We pray over it. We release the distortion of energies that keep us bound and tied. And then becomes this making a new agreement with ourselves. An agreement that with our reality, an agreement to become more spiritually connected, more God connected, radiating of love and radiating of light, that wherever we go, that we are choosing to be kind. Sometimes people look at that whole aspect of kindness and decide that some people deserve kindness and other people don't. No, kindness to everyone. We don't have to agree with people. We don't have to like everyone, but we can be kind. To become as Saint Francis speaks of in prayer, to become an instrument of peace. And we can make an agreement with ourselves to stay connected to spirit, to source, to God, and to allow for peace. Whenever we're upset, and it doesn't mean that forgiveness is done and it's over. There are things that will trigger us. There will be continuing things that will play up and happen. There will be things we get upset at. About. But we need to shift our mental energy to allow ourselves again to feel how we're feeling. Let the experience be as it may, without blaming anyone for what they did to us. Big time. That's a big one. No one has the power. You see, our ego believes people have power over us. Our experiences might have showed where we've been disempowered. But that can happen on some level without a consent. And so one of the ways we can stop consenting for people to have power over us is about blaming them for what they did. We switch the focus of blame. We don't blame, you know, when we point a finger, you know, the old saying, we point a finger, there's three pointing back. We need to find that within ourselves. Every single moment becomes greater understanding for ourselves. Greater understanding for the situation, for what has happened, understanding. And when we find understanding, the need to forgive anyone dissolves. So be willing, sweet friends, to experience the emotions. They're not wrong. Don't chase them away. Our feelings are valid, but we feel it and then shift to a place where it's about where we bypass blame to focus on understanding instead. And that's one of the ways in which we can take responsibility for how we are responding to anything and anyone in our life as we move forward. It allows us to instantly have that forgiveness and let go of everything and anything. Responsibility for how we are choosing to respond. When we are in that state and we are willing to experience our emotions, to not chase them away, and then bypass blaming to finding understanding, forgiveness is instantaneous. The moment we start blaming and pointing fingers is the moment we're hanging on to things energetically. It's the moment we're hanging on to the story. It's our unwillingness. And it's the moment we create suffering. So I encourage you to move ahead, you know, after tuning in, to be willing to focus from blaming others to understanding. Don't even go there. Don't even start to blame someone. She said this, they did that. If they would have done this. No. I'm hurt. I'm sad. I'm feeling a little bit resentful. I need to be here right for a moment. And I'm not going to blame that person because I can understand why I feel this way. Based on what happened, this happened. My need to protect myself, my need to stay safe. I can understand why I feel this way. I can understand why maybe they said what they said to me. Maybe there is some truth in what they're saying that I need to take a look at. I can understand why someone who's been hurt the way that they have in their life will immediately go and hurt other people. I understand that hurt people hurt people. And poof. Moving on. Onwards and upwards. Forgiveness, sweet friends, is what gives us freedom. But it's not about, we give it for ourselves. Whenever we're bitter or resentment, it affects our lives in a really bad way, a real negative way. And when we tend to think about that same situation day in and day out, we talk about it to others, we talk about it all the time. It creates more burden on our hearts, more burden on our mind and our body. And of course, all of that is that toxicity is what creates many of our health issues. The manifestation of illness comes from what has been suppressed, what has become toxic. And when we consciously make the choices to give for by finding understanding, that when we give for, we can have a sense of amazing peace, of freedom, and the burden just vanishes. A simple act of giving for releases the toxicity and makes way for blessings in our life. When we get to a place of understanding, it is where the spirit in me can forgive the spirit in you. The spirit in me sees the spirit in you. The spirit in me knows that we're a part of a bigger plan and that I've had the power all along. And I thank the spirit in you for helping me to remember. The softening of the heart, our choosing, our conscious choosing, our patience, and our love are what get us through. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Mahatma Gandhi that says, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attitude of the strong." Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, sweet friends. God bless each and every one of you. Bye for now.